We end up Memo Med Aleph by the Mishnah. The same shenis also venis garsho abloza oimer ha'ines chaye b'mafata poto. Let us see Rashi. Yisaima shenis also venis garsho ha'ines chaye b'mafata poto. The kivin the yisaima he. O knash shaloi, since she's a yesaima and the knas belongs to her, for achiltei, and she was moichel by a mafute, the midaita nispatzoloi poto. So that is why a mafate is poto, because the knas belongs to her and she was moichel. Bigmore meforish, nis arso, venis garsho, milsa chitei, vloi a yesoime koi. So we have two cases in the Mishnah. Yesoimo. Now we have another case, nis arso, venis garsho. So lochair, we'll see in the Gemara, this is going according to Rabbi Kiva de Masnissim, that nis arso, venis garsho, knoso la atzmo. Omar Rabbi Bar Bachonam Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Lozor Beshitas Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Omro. Rabbi Lozor holds, Rabbi Lozor our Mishnah holds like Rabbi Kiva Rabbi. The Omar Rabbi Kiva says in the Mishnah, Yesh lo knas o knoso la atzmo. Mimai, midiktoni yisaymer, Rabbi Lezer Oymer Ha'ines Chayiv V'amefate Poto Yisoyme Pshite. So if we'll take the Mishnah Kipshutoi, we'll say Yisoyme Shanis Arsa V'nis Garsha. So Amefate is Poto. So Fashteitzach Amefate is Poto. She doesn't have a father. Yisoyme Pshite. So what is he telling us? A din that is no Chiv Knas by a Piti of a Yisoyme. Fashteitzach, because she's not Bershus of Iyo. The Knas is Latzmo, so she was Merutze. Elohoke Mashmalo. So Kochor, that what it says, Yisayme, the Naro, Shenis Arso, Viniz Garsha, Ki Yisayme. A Naro, Shenis Arso, Viniz Garsha, Ki Yisayme. Ma yesoimo laatzmo, just like a yesoimo is laatzmo, afnarish nisarsam and nisgarsha laatzmo. He says, so Rabbi Lozor is telling us that a narosh and nisarsam and nisgarsha is like a yesoimo. So that already, he's telling us a chiddush, we had a three machloikis, by narosh and nisarsam and nisgarsha. Rabbi Yosef Glili holds, b'chlaud is no chiv knas. Rabbi Kivin de Barais holds Knosso Lovio. Rabbi Kivin de Mishnah holds Knosso Latzmo. So Rabbi Loza is telling us that we paskin like Rabbi Kivin de Mishnah and Knosso Latzmo. And therefore, Amafat is Potter. Omar Rab Zeiro, Marav Bar Shila, Marav Nunesova, Marav De Barav, Marav Haloche Ke Rabbi Lozor. We paskin like Rabbi Lozor. Kori Rav Olei De Rabbi Lozor Tuvayne De Chakimi. Meusher Shebe Chachomim. Now there are a lot of Ha'oris here, but let's first learn Rashi, and then we'll say a few Ha'oris, and then perhaps we'll be able to have a shtickle biru in the sugya. Beshites Rabbi Kiva Rabbi Omro. He says, Rabbi Yochanan said that Rabbi Lozor holds like Rabbi Kiva Rabbi, the Omar b'mas nisim, Rabbi Kiva said in the Mishnah, Naro, shenis arso, v'nis garsho, knoso la'atzmo, v'ahach nis arso, v'nis garsho, the Rabbi Lozor, k'shevi yokai. Rabbi Lozor speaking about k'shevi yokai. V'kori lo yesoima, he calls her a yesoima, mishum depoka schus ov mino legabi knos. He calls her a yesoima, because poka schus ov mino legabi knos. So, first of all, the Ritva is Ma'ira, that Rashi seems to be saying here, that how do we learn the Mishnah? Yisaymosh and Nisarsam Nisgarsha was speaking about a Yisayme Bechaye Yaviyah. She's a Yisayme Bechaye Yaviyah, and how does she become a Yisayme Bechaye Yaviyah? Shenizarsam Nisgarsha, that's how she becomes a Yisayme Bechaye Yaviyah. So Rashi seems to be saying that the Mishnah is speaking about one case, a Yisayme, Vikori Lo Yisayme. Rashi in the Mishnah says, we're speaking about two cases. Rashi in the Mishnah says, the kivin the yisoymehi, iknasha lo, bachiloso, the midait nispatzloi, poto, bigmora mefosh, nisarso venisgarsha, milsa achiti, veloya yisoymekoi, the yisoyme is one din. So lochere Rashi is a chsoysa, and in the Gemara Gufa, it seems that there are two cases, because the Gemara says, Yisayme Pshite, Hello Kemashmon, the Narish and Yisars and his Garsha, Ki Yisayme. She's just like a Yisayme. A Yisayme Latzma, of Narish and Yisars and his Garsha Latzma. Okay, so we have one Ha'ore. Now, a second Ha'ore we have over here, Rashi says, V'korilo Yisayme, Mishum Depokas Chus Ov Mino, Legabi Knosso. It's Pokas Chus Ov Mino Legabi Knosso. Now, before we go further, I'd like to learn the Rosh in Anapeirik, I say, so then we'll appreciate what Rashi is saying, what Rashi is telling us. Let us see the Rosh. That's Tafkuf Yetesa Medalev. By the Rosh. And Kuvyutes Amad Aleph, Eis Hei. Sok the Rosh, Naro shenis arso venis garsho, Rabbi Yose Glili oimer, ein lo knas. Rabbi Kiva oimer, yesh lo knas, knas al atzmo. Valoche ke Rabbi Kiva, de kaimbalon aloche ke Rabbi Kiva mecheveiroi, voide le kamad mas nisen di semish nis arso nis garsho, sovaro Sova Rabbeloza Kerabekive, Uposak Rav Aloche Kerabeloza. Period. Okay. Vaharambam Zal Kosav. Now, this Aloche, the Knosa La'atzma, Kosav the Knas Levad La'atzma. The Knas is La'atzma. Avo Boishto Upgomo, Lovio. Boishis Upgam is Lovio. Ve'efsher de Taime, Dr. Rosh, what's the time of the Rambam? Mehodam rina lekamon al boishes ubgam ve'eimo ledido. The Gemara asks the kasha bechlal on every boishes ubgam. Maybe belongs to her. Umasik the boishes ubgam lovio mishum di boi moser lalem nuvel mekushchem. Whatever pshat in that Gemara is, we'll see Be'ezer Hashem later. But the boishes of Gam belongs to the father because he boy mosel or muvel mekushchim. V'hai time is shayich namik shenisarso v'nisgarsho. So this applies also by nisarso v'nisgarsho because after nisarso v'nisgarsho can marry her off again. The father can marry off his daughter 10 times as long as it wasn't nisuin. So memele, so she's still bershu savio. Ukro deloy oiroso. It says in the Pasuk, Lashaloy Eroso, Nara Psula Shaloy Eroso, Lekoya La Knoso. Tachsiv Bekro. The Pasuk is speaking about Chamishim Kesev, the Knas. So the Knas is Toli, Loy Eroso. Avo Boishis Abagam Yalef, Midachsi, Venoshan Haisha Sheikhiv Imo. We hear everybody this Gemara, we'll have it again on Amid Beis. Hanoshchive chamishem mechladika boishes abgam k'may b'shal chavolus. Avo b'hai kroi loiksivi. The posuk asher lo yeroso is speaking about the shchive. So you need a shchiva v'nar psula asher lo yeroso, and on that it says v'nosan laviyanayro chamishem kesev. And a lo yeroso, you give chamishem kesev laviyanayro. Oyroso, you don't give laviyanayro. So the whole the whole gzeiras hakosov of loy eiroso, that eiroso is different, is only by chamishim kesef. But boishes upgam, boishes upgam is, there's a svara why the father gets boishes upgam. You don't have a gzeiras hakosov, there's a svara, so the svara applies here also. Umiyunire, but the Rosh is chaylik on the Rambam, the gam boishoso upgomo la'atzmo. He thinks that by a nisars of a nisgarsha, the boishes of a gam belongs to her. Mi de koma rabbi loza, and our mishneh, be yisoymesh a nisars of a nisgarsha, hamefate potel. The mishneh doesn't say what we're talking about, hamefate potel. Vi misa de boishto upgomo la'aviyo, Lahavala Mr. the Mafata Pota Bistam, given the Chayiv Boishes of Gam. So why do you say Mafata Pota? So my story is that the Boishes of Gam belongs also to her. And therefore, Mafata Pota, so she's Michael everything. She's Michael the Boishes of Gam, the Knas. So that's the Mafata's Pota from everything. According to the Rambam, the mission is very awesome, Mafata Pota. Mafata Pota Miknas. Vahainu time, I lechoyre, the Rambam is right, that in Lomdis, the boy should gam should belong to the father, because the boy Muslim live with Mukashchim. Shem the linying via saav yesh le boishes upgam din knas. That who's goive boishes upgam is hukish le knas. We had this in Taisis ready. Shem the iskish le knas. Tachsive nosan levi anayro chamishim kesef. Leisiyo leisho tachas asherina. Vedoshini mahaikro michlaldi ka boishes upgam. Linying via saav iskish. The mamokim shaknas lov gam hulov. That means that the boishes of gam, which you learn out from tachas hasheino, is hukish to the knas. So wherever the knas goes, the boishes of gam also goes. So memela we have here amachloikis, the Rambam and the Rosh. What is the halacha by narosh and his arsa and his garsha? Who gets the boishes of gam? The Rambam holds the father gets it, the Rosh holds she gets it, and by Mefuta will be part of him everything. And if we'll be Medayik now, the Loshen of Rashi, V'kori lo yisoyme, mishum de poka, schus of mino, legabe, knoso. So the Ritva is Medayik from Rashi, that Rashi holds like the Rambam. Okay, let us go a little further. Mimai dech Rabbi Kiva svirelei. How do you know that he holds like Rabbi Kiva? That our mission is like Rabbi Kiva. The Tony Oynis Chayev and Mafata Potter. So that what it says Oynis Chayev Alma Yesh Lo Knas. So that's not like Rabbi Yosi Aglili. Ula Atzmo, and I also can figure out that it's La Atzma. Ilkach Mafata Potter. That's a Mafata's Potter because it's La Atzma. The midaita of it. Ba'oin is chayiv. Noin is chayiv. Va'afilu avio kayim. And mefata is potter. Afilu by avio kayim. The e is saime kediktoni. Pshita the mefata potter. Lo kemash melon. That narosh and isalsa dumye de yisaime. Yisaime pshita maskondin milsab yechani. Tu vayne de chakimi. Mu'usher shebechachomim. Ashrei metargeminen tuvoi. Rabbi Lozo, hu Rabbi Lozo ben Shemua, betalmidei shrabbi Kiva, yekedem rinim b'yevomas b'boi yevim toi, v'yoylam shomim, atshebo Rabbi Kiva, etz Rabbi Seni shebedorim, v'shon olam rameyev, Rabbi Yudav, Rabbi Yitzv, Rabbi Shimon, Rabbi Lozo ben Shemua. So, there's another thing we have to understand. What was Rav nespoil so much? And Rabbi Lozo, Kori, Rav, Olei, the Rabbi Lozo, Tuvayne de Chakimi, the Moshe Sheba Chachamim, it seems he was spoiled from this Mishnah. What did he see in this Mishnah? I'd like to say, Tu Ha'ores. Everything really I got, I was Nesaira from the Ritve, most of it says in the Ritve, One ha'ore, it says over here that mefate is potter by knas. Because it's she's meichel. So there's a problem. Ein odom, we had in the beginning of Elul Naris, ein odom meichel dovo shaloi baloilam. The chiyuv comes later. The chiyuv comes b'shas hamoda bedin. How could one be meichel? And this is a problem that the Yerushalmi makes a tremendous asik about this problem. But this is a problem. How can she be meichel knas? Baishas Pagam is no kasha. He's mechuyev tas, a chiyuv moment. But knas, the Mishnah is only speaking about knas. So this is a problem. The Ramban says a teretz on this kasha. The Ramban says, Gufe Moicheles Loi. She's giving over her guf to him. So Pshat is not Pshat, she's Moichel the Chi of Knas. She's gufa, she's giving over her guf to him. So Mamele, he can do whatever he wants with her. So Pshat is not that there's a, that she's Moichel the Chi of. There's no Chi of, period. If she's Maisa Gufay Lai, so Mamela there's no Chiv. Yeah. That's one Ha'ore. So that means if we have a problem, we have a problem of Einoda Meichel Dovish Lebeloilom, there's an eighth of the Ramban that Gufa Meichel, so it's not she's Meichel the Chiv Knas, she's Meichel HaGuf, so there's never Chala Chiv. Now, one more ha'ore. We just mentioned before there's a machlekes, the Rambam and Rosh, if, what's the deal with Boishas HaPagam? Is Boishas HaPagam, who does it belong to? The Rosh holds, everything belongs to her. The Rambam and Rashi holds that the Boishas HaPagam belongs to the father. And the Knas belongs to her. Now, let us clear a shayla. We have here a gzeiras hakosuv that an aruse, the knas belongs to her. Even though the boishas began belongs to the father, the knas belongs to her. Now, let us try to understand what is pshat in this gzeiras hakosuv. What is the hagdor of the gzeiras hakosuv? And let me elaborate a little bit. Mitzad echod, there's a problem. It's difficult to understand if she's Bershus Avio and the Pagam Boishas belongs to the father. So why does the Knas belong to her? What's the, is she Bershus Avio or is she Bershus Atzmo? See, you could say she's Taki Bershus Avio and that's why Boishas Pagam belongs to the father. Afal Pikain, it's exactly because of the Knas belongs to her. Like according to Rabbi Yossi Aglili. Rabbi Yossi Aglili says Nisar, so there's no Chiyuv Knas. What chat? No chiv knas, period. And nisar said there's no chiv knas. It's a gzeres hakosuv. If it's nisar, she's a psula, she's an, there's no chiv knas. Here is a gzeres hakosuv that even though she's bershus avio, so al pi, the poshet the gidorim, she's bershus avio, and the father is zeiche no shvach no urim, he should be zeiche in the knas also. So there's a kosov, a rosso, it belongs to her. That's one way. She gets this chus knas. Or, that's one way we can learn. Or else we can learn, no. The Torah is machadish, legabi knas, she's not b'shus aviyo. Legabi boishis abgam, she is b'shus aviyo. It's a palginon. It's a palginon. Not pshad, it's a xeris a kosov. That means the different momentous, and Lagabi, each thing, even though in Ma'anis there's three things, but Lagabi, the Bosh is the Begam of Ma'anis, she's Bershus Avio. Lagabi Knas, she's Bershus Atzmo. Lamayn Avtemine in this Chakire, by a Mefute. If we learn the first way, that it's that really she's Bershus Avio, that's exactly because of the Knas belongs to her. So then we can't say the Ramban's teretz gufa moscheloi.
What's your gufa basa? You don't belong to yourself. It's like the Gemara said before, krashi raim sheli shalaviyai. She can't give over her goof to the boil. She's not a balabos on herself. She belongs to the father. Then we'll have a problem by mefute. So by mefute is ipota. If we learn this apalginon, that no, she's lagabi knas, she's bushus atzmo, lagabi bushus abgam, she's bushus aviyo. How to figure this out? I have a pusik on knas. I say that's exactly a kosa. By knas is bishus atzma. So male, if she's bishus atzma, is guf or mocholai? She gave over a guf. Then we can understand why mefute is potter on knas. Now, the Ritva says that the word yisayme in the Mishnah you touch it twice. That's how we have Rashi in the Mishnah, Rashi in the Gemara. We learn the Mishnah as follows. Yisayme means a poshete yisayme. In yisayme shenisarso venisgarsho means that she's a yisayme b'chaye eviyo. So there's two types in yisayme. A poshete yisayme and a yisayme b'chaye eviyo shenisarso venisgarsho. So now, if the Tana tells us that she's a yisayme b'chayeviyah. Why do you have to tell us she's a yisayme b'chayeviyah? But why do you have to make a yisayme for velchut gutiyorim? Boishes b'gam belongs to the father. So l'chayre, the Tana is telling us, but l'gabi knas, she's a yisayme. That's what the Tana is telling us. That means the reason the knas belongs to her is just like an emissary yisayme. You have a shayla why the knas belongs to her? Because she's Bushus Atzma. She is also a Yesoime. She's a Yesoime. That's why the Knas belongs to her. Because she's Bushus Atzma. Legabi Knas, she's Bushus Atzma. Therefore, so Rabbi Loza was telling us a shtik taira. Rabbi Loza was telling us, since she is a Din Yesoime, that's why I'm a Fata Pota. That means, if you would learn the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Ches, that the Mishnah says on Lamed Ches, Rabbi Kiva said, the Knoso La'atzma. You wouldn't know that Mefata is Potter. You could think, it's Exeris HaKosu, Mefata is Potter. It's Exeris HaKosu Knoso La'atzma. But she's Bershus Aviyah. And if she is Bershus Aviyah, so Memele, so the Knas belongs to, even though she's Bishus Aviyah, so she can't, so Mefata would be Chayiv. Because Lamaisi, you can't say the Ramban Svore that she's Moiser herself to the Ma'anis. She's not Bishus Atzma. So that's what Rabbi Lozer said. No, Rabbi Lozer is telling us the Lomdus of Rabbi Kiva. Now, Zeretais the Ritva. The Ritva says the godless of Rabbi Loza was, not that he's saying we paskin like Rabbi Kiva. You'll make a kitzur shechonoch, we paskin like Rabbi Kiva, I won't know what the din mefut is. Rabbi Loza had gezogt lomdes. He called her a yisayme. She said she's like a yisayme. So Rabbi Loza is telling us she's bishus atzma legabi knas. Even though legabi bishus abgam, she's bishus aviyah. So we're splitting the hair. But as I'm telling you, that's Pshat and Gzeres HaKosov. Therefore, Mefut is Potter. That means in order for Rabbi Lozer to say, Rabbi Lozer was Moisif and Rabbi Kiva, what did Rabbi Lozer say more than Rabbi Kiva said? Rabbi Lozer said, Aloche that Mefut is Potter, number one. And number two, he said, the Lomdis, why a Mefut is Potter? Because she's like a Yesoyman. She's Bershus Atzma. Legabi Knas, she's Bershus Atzma. So then we can say, so she was Moisa herself to the Ma'anis. So Mamel, there's no Chi of Knas. But if I wouldn't say this Lomdis, so Mamel, you could learn the Vimshan, Rabbi Kiva Faket, especially according to Rashi, that Rashi holds that Boishtop Gomer belongs to the father. So Mamel, so we see she's Bershus Aviyah. So then we could learn pshat or watch the knas a lot, but there's a kosher. Even though she's bishus, she has a schus to be going with the knas. She has a schus. Good, it's knas a lot. Mistake of tavla metches, but it wouldn't be a mafuta potter. It would be a mafuta chayiv because she can't be meichel adav v'shalay b'loylam. That means if she's Bershus Atzmos, then the only way we could understand that a Mefuta is Potter is because she's Mechel Bechia. She can't give herself over to the Boil because she doesn't belong to herself. She's Bershus Aviyah. Like the Gemara said before, Kirashi Raim Sheli Shel Aviyahi. So that's why Rabbi Elazar said, Alumdus over here. Rabbi Elazar said, don't learn that pshat. Even though she's Bishus Aviyah Lagabi Boishus Abgam, she's Bishus Atzma Lagabi Knas. She's a Yisoyme. So he's telling us Alumdus. So just like a Yisoyme is not Bishus Aviyah because there's no father, she's also a Yisoyme. She's a Yisoyme. And she's Bishus Atzma. And therefore, I'm going to tell you a Chiddush Mefuta is Potter. And the Ritva Bemison says came out 80% of this. The Ritva says, forget that was the godless of Rabbi Loza, that he paskins like Rabbi Kiva. He said the longest of Rabbi Kiva, which we wouldn't know without Rabbi Loza. That's what the Ritva says. Let us see Taisvis, Ochi Garcina, Mimai, Midiktoni, Oinis, Chayev, Amefata Pota. How do you know that the mission is going according to Nabekive? So if she's a Yisayme, so what is he telling us, Mefata Potter? Ela Hokamashmala, Kloima. Midaktani ha'oinis chayva Mefata Potter, Shmami no. From this alone, he's saying the Yeshla Knas, that I see from Oinis Chayev. Not like Rabbi Yosef Glili. Uknas ala Atzma, and I see also Knas ala Atzma, like Rabbi Kiva the Mishnah. The E Mishum, if you'll tell me. But no, he also like Rabbi Kiva the Baraisa. The Knosa Lavia. No, the reason why Mefata is Potter. Mishum Yisayme. Knock at Mefata Potter because she's a Yisayme. It's Pshita the Potter. So what are you telling me? So what are you telling me that I'm Mefata Yisayme is Potter? The Mochla. So that's no Chiddush. Ela Kochoch loy knock at Mefata Potter. Ela Mishum Narosh and Nisarsav and Nisgarshe. Why is he Potter? She's like a Yisayma sheknosa la'atzma. How do you know that that's pshat in the Mishnah? Ema the knocked Yisayma lemeidik. Maybe the Mishnah holds like Rabbi Kiva the Baraisa. Rabbi Kiva the Baraisa holds that Knosa Lavia. Yisayma is in his arsa and his garsha Knosa Lavia. So what should the din be? His mafata should be higher. So it says Yisayma shenisa. But if she say Yisayma, so listen what I'm saying. I'm saying Yisayma shenisa arsa and his garsha mafata pota because she's a Yisayma. So be medayik, but if she won't be a yisayme, then mafata will be chay, because he holds like a bekiva de baraisa. Vimtayim emnolo no, adarab, you're making a ganze dreidel, that rakert, yisayme pshite. No, he wants to tell us, davke yisayme, and not a yisayme, then mafata will be chay, for adarab. I'm not a yisayme, lemeidik, taimed, avinami yisayme, haine yisayme, afel mafata chay, the knosa lavia. That means that if you're learning like this, it's not that's a malach is poshut. Yisoyim is mefat is potter. It's coming to tell us if it wouldn't be like this, mefat would be chayv. So the whole thing, Yisoyim is coming to tell us a diuk, not the halacha. The halacha is poshut, and the way we're saying now, it's telling us a halacha. That is also is like a Yisayme. So this is telling me aloha. So this is Leguf and this is Lediyuke. Zok the Mishnah Baita. Ezel Boishes. How do we shatsa Boishes? Hakel lefi amevayish vahamizbayish. So it depends who the Ma'anis was and who the Isha that they were Ma'anis. So Rashi, Akel of Yamevayish, Odom Beinini Yamevayish, Boishtoi Kosher, May Odom Zoilel, May Odom Choshuv. There's a machlekes Rishonim, but the Ran is Chelek on Rashi, but let us understand Rashi. Rashi is a Gemerdike Zach. That's made the Yam Shushloim is a Bissel Mavai Rashi. That means like this. When we're speaking about someone was ma'anisa, and that he was ma'anisa, that's a boishes. So Rashi holds like this. So if an Odom zoil is ma'anisa, so the boishes is not so great, because as the chaneisvav, I mean, he's a neisvav, so I mean, it's the boishes, so a neisvav does get on seal. So me'mele, the boishes is not so great. An Odom Choshuv was ma'anisa. So, it seems she's a pretty Choshuv lady. If an Odom Choshuv felt that he had to be ma'anisa. So, again, so even though there's boishes about mitzad acher, there's a cheshivis that an Odom Choshuv was ma'anisa. The greatest boishes is Fakertas Nishtanoiswof in Gansin and another bain in the Yamavayish, so Memela, there is a Pisazoi. Seems there is a greater Boishes. Others say that the greatest Boishes by another Zol. That's how others say, that's how the answer is. Vamavayish, Lafich Shivusoi Boishtai, Vamizbayis, Pishivusoi Boishtai. Let's go further in the Mishnah. Pagam, Royin Oisa Kili Shivchanim Keres Beshuk. Kama hoisa yofe v'kama hi yofe. If she'd be a shivchan im keres b'shuk, how much would she have been worth to be sold if she would be a psula? Now, how much is she worth to be sold as a shivche since she's not a psula? So how much her price value became less to that she became a ba'ula? So that's pagam. Knas shava b'chalodam b'chol sheish le'kitzu min ha'tere shava b'chalodam. That means if the shume is how much a shivcha is worth als besula and als bula, there's no difference whatsoever in the shivcha market. This is not a factor at all. If she's a bula or a besula. So the Gemara is going to ask us. Al kaponim in our Mishnah it says there are three things that have to be paid for. Pagam, Boishes and Knas. Frek de Gemore ve'ema chamishim sloim omar achmone mikol mili. Maybe it's a package deal. You pay chamishim sloim, you take care of everything. Chamishim sloim takes care of everything. Not you have to pay this for the Knas, but then there's another pas. Omar Abzeire, Sir Abzeire said, Yoimru bol bas melochim. How could you say that $50 will pay for everything? Bol bas melochim, chamishim. Bol bas adyotis, chamishim. Psazoi, the Yoimru, Sarashi says, v'heichenu chilek shebineyim, it'll be the same. Eitzel boishes. I mean, the bas melochim is a merdike boishes. Bas adyotis is not such a boishes. Hilkach, so it can't be. That means the logic is machayev, that it can't be the same that Abbas Melochim and Abbas Adyaita should have the same shuma of chamishim, sloim. So al kolchoch, the chamishim is without taking in consideration the boishes. Amalei Abaye Ihochi Gabi Evenami. Yoimru, there's the shloishim shel evet. If my shoyer kills an evet knani, so there's a knas of shloishim shel evet. So let's say logic. Omru, evet noikiv magolius. What if a person had an evet noikiv magolius? That means this was a very skilled profession, and an evet, a person that owned an evet noikiv magolius, this person was worth a lot of money. Shloishim. Eved oise maise machata, an eved that just knows how to sew, which is not a big deal. Also shloishim. So what is? So you'll spare, according to your logic, it can't be. But it is that way. The thing sechnish, but that's the loche. The sheramut killed an eved noikev magolius, the sheramut killed an ekev, an eved oise maise machata. It's the same shume. So Memela, so what's the raya that here is different? What's the raya that is different? Elo Omer Rabzeire. So Abzeire starts giving another marshal. Ilu bo aleo shnayim echot kedalko ve echot shaloi kedalko. So pshat in the Gemara, before we see Rashi, now just let's say Ivrin the Gemara. That means what happened if a person was Boa Leo Kidalka? So he was Ma'anis, and he was the first one that was Boa Leo. He was Ma'anis, Apsula. The Echot Shaloi Kidalka. In another case, let's say someone was Boa Leo Shaloi Kidalka first, and then he was Boa Leo Kidalka. So that means we'll have two cases. I'll talk to you two cases. There's one case that a person was ma'anis apsula shleima. There's another case a person was ma'anis isha that was already nivgam. She was nivol shaloi kedalka. Yaimru. Now in both cases that has a dimsula. Nivol shaloi kedalka, she has a dimsula. So memela, so I'll ask also, so Rabzeira says, Yaimru, bor shleima chamishim, Bol Paguma Chamishim, the same thing. This is a Shleima, this is a Paguma. It can't be. Sakochov, there's another Shume. Amalei Abaye, Ihochi, Gabi Eved Nami, Yoimru Eved Bori, Shloishim, Eved Mukeshchin, Shloishim. What do you do by those? So before we go further, and before we see Rashi, this Gemara is a little Sisrei Teiredik. Al Kaponim, the first Gemara, we understand that Rabbi Zeira started going with logic. Can't be. It's not Oil Aladas. It should be Abbas Melochim, Abbas Adyaitis, same thing. Can't be. So Abai asked him, no, what do you do by Shloshim Shalevet? Where's your logic over there? The Teretz is, it's a Knas. It's a Knas. You're not paying for what he's losing. But the Odin is losing. It's a Knas for Ked. You didn't hit your share, so you have to pay. About what the Odin is losing, the Torah didn't bat an eyelash about that. What the Odin is losing, it's a knas on you, that you have to pay Shloshim Shalevet. So Mela could be here also. It's, there's Icha, here there's a Shekel Chabashis, here there's not. Oh, but that was the, fine. So we understand, Rab Zeira's Svore, and Abai slugged them up. We see by Shloshim Shalevet, he says, well, it doesn't work. Fine. The Shaila is what happened next. So he says another marshal, and again Abaye slugs them up with mitem shloishim shalevet. So we have to understand what was nischadish with the second marshal of Rab Zeira. So another marshal, pagume shel alesha kasha. What'll be if a person will boil a shleime, a person will be boil a pagume? It's the same thing. He told him, yeah, same thing. So, before we see Rashi didn't learn like this, and the Brisker of an Erchin asked this Kasha, I mean, what's Pshat in the Gemara? So he says, Lule Divrei Rashi, he would say that we have in our Mishnah two problems. Our Mishnah says that besides Knas, you pay Boishes, and you pay Pagam. So there's two other factors that have to be taken into consideration when we're speaking about paying. You have to pay for the boishes, you have to pay for the gum. So Memele, so the first he started speaking about boishes. That was the first thing. He spoke about boishes. Bas Melochim, Bas Adyaitis. Not logic. So he showed them from Shloishim Shaleved, I mean, there's more boishes, less boishes. Shloishim Shaleved, you don't go with more or less. This one is worth $1 million. This one is worth $100. This is he's a tailor. He's a like a Margolius. You don't, so he showed him from Shloishim Shaleved, even though there's zicher, differences in the Hefseidim to the Yodim. You pay Shloishim Shaleved, finish. Fine. The second Rab Zeira, the Briskerov says, is going now, I forget, okay, Boishes, I don't know what to tell you, but let's talk about Pagam. Now, I'll ask you a shout like this. There's an Isha that was Nivel already, Shalei Kedalke. When your man is her, there's no Pagam. The whole Pagam is that she's a Bula. By her, there's no Pagam already, even though there's no Pagam, she's Nivgam already. If a person is Baila Psula, this Pagam. So, Mamela, I'll ask you. And before I was asking, no, this is, he's worth so much, so much. So, yes, that mistava, it should be the same. She told me, the Torah didn't make epis as a cheshbonus in the shatzo. I'm asking a different kasha. Let's forget about boishes. Let's talk about pgam now. The two cases. One case, there was no pgam whatsoever. It was ma'anis and isha that was nivgam. Another case, it was ma'anis and isha that wasn't nivgam. So you'll say it's the same? So he tells them, and I think the Mishkov doesn't get the size, but I think he says, and what'll be by an Evid? Could be, there's also no Nezek. An Evid Amukashchin could be, he's worthless. He has nothing what to do. He's a Vorema falling off. Could be Amukashchin, could be, has no value whatsoever. That's it. And this guy is a Bori. So there's a Nezek. He still don't pay. So, I'll kopon him. We have a Pesachtikel Mahalach in the Gemara that the Rab Zeira first wanted to go to be Mevayer. By Boishes, the logic is Machayev this. He shlugged them up from Sheba Shloish Brevet then. Anything anew by Pagam. If there was no Pagam whatsoever, Zichish, this shouldn't be the same like if there was a Pagam. He also shlugged them up from such an Evet. That's Dachsmei how the Briskerov learns in Erech. Now let us see Rashi. Rashi learns. Let us see Rashi. Gabi Evet Shenokrei Sheol Shenosna Teira Kitzva Lamed Shkolim. It's one Kitzva of Lamed Shkolim. Emaisa Machat Chayit Teife Elam Arab Zeira Mahochem Istavre Shein Boishes Pachlal Chamishim. Rashi learns Klo. Baite Rab Zeira speaking about the same thing about Boishes. Dim Kain and Hefrish Bein Boal Shleime Lebol Pgumish and Ivalosh Leke Darke. So from Rashi we see that Rav Zeir is weiter going to prove that you should, that by boishes, since there's a gewaldike chilek in the boishes, so memele, so the zichah should be a chilek in the tashlumim. But according to Rashi, we have to understand. So what's Rab Zeira mezuktach meshalom lachdach men azamoshel azamoshel? What's pshat in the meshalom lach? So the Shita Mikabetz says a geshmak evot, a little to understand. It's a little light in the Gemara. The Shita Mikabetz says the first moshel of Rab Zeira was abas melochim and abas hadyotis. So that means like this: the Yisrein of the boishes is because of a davet study, because of yichas. That means between you and me, the bas melochim, the bas hadyoytis is the same boss of Adam, the same nivra, but she has a chshivis midavet study that she's a miyaches, she's a bas melochim. This is a bas hadyoytis. So therefore, since she's a bas melochim, the bush is greater. But it's a bush, not an atzmiyistik bush. It's a bush because of a davet study. So Abaye told them, dvorim tzodim machta psacheshbin. You have two avodim. One is skilled and one is unskilled. The same. Both of them are boss of Adam. Both of them are the nivra. This one has knowledge, so he needs skilled. This one doesn't have knowledge. But it's also a chshivis from a davot study. It's not be'etzem, he's different than him. They're the same. But so he showed him in shloishim shaleved, we don't cheshbon with these dvorim studim, even though on the market it's a cheshbon, but we don't cheshbon with them. Fine. So Reb Zeira said, but let's see another kasha. But what if she is taka pkulam? There's a difference between a shleim and a pkume. This is not a dovot study. The pshad is, the atzmi is a isha. This is a different, this is a pogum dike isha. This is a shleim is dike isha. So here already, there should be a chilek in boishes. So he told them, I'll show you by a bodim knanim also. This is a mukishchin. This is a bori. It's also an atzmius. The two sugim. This is a bori and this is a mukishchin. Bavapike. Sal kaponim. A little bit we can understand what the shakla vitalia is over here. But al kaponim abaye tainid alachesh bainis lach. What are you gonna make? It's dvorim betalim. Because it could be the zachiv tashlum meknas and everything else we don't, we're not mechuyev to pay for. El Amar Abay, Amakro Tachas Hasheina, it says in the Posik that the Chamishim Kesef is Tachas Hasheina. Hani Tachas Hasheina. This is for this. Mechlardika Boishes of Gam. I stoist that if the, we're saying, we're itemizing the bill, and we're saying this is for the Inui, so Vais Tachos, there's more to the bill. This is for the Inui, and Vais, this is Boishes of Gam also. Rova Omar Omako Venosa Nisha Sheikhev Imo Lavianairo Chamishim Kesef Hano Shrive is nun Mechlardika Boishes of Gam. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi, Tachas Hasheino, Gabi Chemishim Kesef, Ksiv, Mechlal de Boishu Zabagam, She'eino Misha Minu, She'yeshtem B'Shal Choyvul, Me'eino Bechlal Zer, Bagam U'Nezak Hanishim, Nami B'Shal Chavolis. Ve'eim Eledi Dohavi, maybe it belong, oh, that's the more further. Let's see Taisvitz. Echad Kedalke, Ve'echad Shaloi Kedalke, Shaloi Kedalke, Havalei Leminkit Pereishe, he should have said first Shaloi Kedalke, because he wants to say the Catholic Tosfos is saying that that means if they we'll see later if it was Nivol, she was first Nivol Shaloi Kedalke and then Kedalke. That's what Tosfos learned. Tosfos learned that she was Nivol first Shaloi Kedalke and then Kedalke. So that'll be same like a person who was never Nivol Shaloi Kedalke. I mean, so it should have said, speaking about that, it would be, he was manasar kedalka. No, here we're talking about what'll be if someone was first bayil hashaloi kedalka, and then he was manasar kedalka, or no, was bayil hashaloi kedalka. So he should be magdim shaloi kedalka. Shaloi kedalka avala min kedbereshe, kenderach hashash en echoishish kedonoked leil betan de becheskiye, bay miskaven, le she'ein miskaven, la havala le min ked, she'ein miskaven bereshe, kedonoked bein shoigik le mezid, Elokein derech hashas v'mokim shesoich l'shana is hein v'lav, so though he's put the hein before the lav. That's he says, kedalka, shloi kedalka. Yoim robor shloime chamishim. Perish, rishin shebo leo shloi kedalka, the mechayiv knas. So Taisis, Rashi did, from Taisis, Nachim Baisis, Rashi didn't learn like that. Rashi learned that bo shloi kedalka, bechlal is no chayiv knas. But Taisvus learns that Bo Shloi Kedalke is also Chiyuv Knas. Zayim Bo Shloi Mechamishim Perish Arishin Shebala Shloi Kedalke Mechayv Knas Abul Shloi Kedalke. Kedamrinim Perkama Dekdushin Bala Yud Vadayni Psula Perish Shloi Kedalke. Perkama Moide Rebbe Linyin Knas the Kulu Mishal made all of them Per Knas because she's a Psula. Perkabal Yevim Toi Gabi Vlei Sile Ishe Beisha Ruyeloi Prat Lamonu Lekoyin Godol. A Koyin Godol that there's no mitzvah v'lei seal the isha by a monol kain god, which is not ruya loy. Upori chechi domi, ilay me kedalke, if he was ma'anis or kedalke, typically the havala ba'ula, so why do you have to say a monol kain god, which is a bulol kain god? If you're looking for an isha that's not ruya le kain god, savi anus is not ruya le kain god, which is a ba'ula. So you see Klon Dakamar also, that if a Kayan Godel is Ma'anis and Ishem Shaloi Kedalka, so she is not a Bu'ule, there's a Chiv, place the Elishim. Vahochi, some emele, vahochi avi motzi laminket shabole obey shaloi kedalke. Don't to say that one was bole shaloi kedalke, and the second one was bole kedalke. We could say fakel, the second one was bole also shaloi kedalke, but the second one is being bole apkume. And be peg ben seire, the book of the elo narshish lamknaske, shabole shaloi kedalke. Because the bole kedalke, avi motzi laminket, because the bole shaloi kedalke, lagabi knas. But Kabbalah Rashi doesn't learn like this. Rashi learns that there's no chiyuv knas by shaloi kedalke. Look the Gemara weiter. Look the Gemara. Al kaponim, we have here now two psukim for inui is knas, and then there's boishes abgam or hanashchive is knas, and then there's boishes abgam. Look the Gemara.
So who says that the father gets the boishes of gam? Maybe she gets the boishes of gam. The knas says v'nosan let's learn chumash v'nosan lavia nairo chamishim kesef we give lavia nairo. Now you have a lima the zachiva boishes of gam. Good, that goes to her. He was her poigim. He was her mevayish. So memela, maybe that goes to her. And for the Gemara, Amakro binoreh beis avia. Kol shvach noreh lavia. That shvach norim is lavia. He says, so, yeah. Like the Gemara, so more learned, this is a general statement that all shvach norim belong to the father. Like the Gemara, belohoda omar afun amarav, minayin shemaisa abas lavia. How do you know the Maisi Yodel belongs to the father? Shenema v'chiyim ker ish es bitoy la'omam. Ma'omam Maisi Yodel la'rabo, afbas Maisi Yodel la'viyo. Lomali, why do you need a posik? That's a new limud, that abbas is a din of a omo. Tape it claim with the rabbi is over here. Ela, he bafos na domo d'chsiv. The posik is not telling us Klolim and Shvach Nurim. The Pasuk is speaking about a forest Nedorim. So Memele, so you can't learn, so just like you can't learn out Maisi Yodel from Binoreo, you can't learn out Boishas Abgam. Ivechitayim and Nailov Mino, good, it's speaking about Nedorim, and let's take a learn out Boishas Abgam from the forest Nedorim. So the Gemara, Mamayne mi Isura Layofino. So we're back to the kashus. Maybe belongs to the father. Maybe belongs to v'chitayim neilef miknose mamoine miknose layofina. Ela mistavra deviyave diboy mosolo lemnuvol umukeshchin. That the boishes of begam belongs to the father because if he had wanted to, he'd be meisha tamuvol mnuvol umukeshchin. Let us see Rashi. She's so why do you need bitilama typically in the rabbi savi ela kochacha where her show where was she the male if you kill her now from there the who befalls the dorm ksiv nail of miknosa maknos lavi afshar shpach momi nurim lavi so the mother says ela mistavre the boishes of begam the of havie the boishes of begam belongs to the father shei biyodoi levaisho beboishes beilo Ula poigma bepkambila. I think the poigma is that she becomes a psula. The boy mosalo lekadsho bebiya. If he wanted to, he could be mekadsho bebiya. Lemnuvu mukeshchin. Kresnal lekama. Of zakoi bebite bektushe bekesu bishtar bebiya. The kiven the biyodoi little mamain le poigma levaisho. Now that this person was ma'anis, so this potential schus momen that the father had had, you were mafsid. So that's why it goes to the father. I'd just like to mention 1 minute, the Gemara says in Rashi brings down the Gemara, Ha'ov zakoi bebite bektusher bekesef ubishtar ubebiye. The Ritva in Kedushin daf gimel amud beis, so he says, what's the title? Zakoi bebiye. What's the zakoi? What is he zoiche in biye? The Yerushalmi asks this kasha. Maike doin, kloima, Maschus yeshle la'ov bebiyah. Emphati yeshalmi tifter b'sha'omaloi heilach mone b'tiskadosh bitcho li bebiyah.
So the Yerushalmi says, "Of zakoy bebiyah," that he said, "I'm giving you for a month, that for this month you should be mekadesh your daughter to me bebiyah." Okay, mashmalon zukta ritva. So vosh state in Yerushalmi, the chihechi de zochi leirachmona laov kesef kedushin gufayu. Zochilei mai da osi machmosayu. So, now, Agavuche, Rabor Ber, Birche Shmur, says Pshat in the Ritve and the Yerushalmi as follows. That the Yerushalmi is telling us that a father has a schus beguf bitoy lekedushin. That means she's hers, she's his for kedushin. So memele, something that's mine, I could be kaitzitz tnoim, and the kitzitze is machayev. That means like this. Let me give you a bad example. Let's say that I want to go on a bus, and there's a shaget standing there in front of the bus, and he says, "I won't let you on the bus till you give me $5. He said, "Okay, I'll give you $5. I get on the bus. Now, do I owe him $5? I'm not like a tug. He's a bailim to make a tanai with me I'll give him $5. So my mail then I have a right to go on the bus. Not the bus, this is. El's gonish. So my mail the upmach is a galechta. The Yerushalmi is machadish. If the father would, that's how Rabbi Ber says pshat. If the gufa bas would not belong to the father for kedushin, so how are you a Bailam to listen? I'll be Mekadish her with beer, but I want you to give a certain amount of money for this privilege. So who are you? So a kochoch, she belongs to him. So it's just like a schiris to kidin or a kaponim. It's just like by my share, I can make up with you. So memele, by my daughter, I can make up with you. I can demand schusay momen for what I'm doing. Cause I'm a bailamana and I create schusay momen. So memele. That's a Yerushalmi that the Ritva Taisus brings down in Kedushin. Now, so Rashi is saying over here, so that's all the time. Now if we have a manuvel mukeshchin, the rates are sicher much bigger. So the father, if the Torah made that the daughter is shaloi legabi lekacha bebiya, so it's not only it's shaloi, he has the schusay momen that can be derived from this, that she's shaloi lekadesh bebiya. So memele, the Torah gave him this schus. The Torah gave him this schus. So memele, now if a person, so he always has this potential, this schus, he can always, this amount of money, this chus mamin, he also had bebitoy, because since he's a bailam to be mekadesh or bebiya, so he's a bailam to ask a price for us. Now this person was Ma'anis's daughter, Absidei. Now all of a sudden it's Absidei. So Mamela, that's why the Gemara says, Misvore, it belongs to the father. Because the that was manis, so is mafsid this schus moment that the father had. Let us see Taisvis. Zok Taisvis ve'emel adido. Af al gaf. Now Emerson, the we had mentioned at the beginning of the Shia, the machlekes Taisvis, the machlekes the Rosh and the Rambam, who this boishes of Gam belong to. The Rosh, the Rambam says, by Anarish and Nisarso, so the Knas belongs to her, the Bashagam belongs to the father, and the Rosh says, there's a Psahekish, whoever you give this to, you give this to. Now, Taisvis holds like the Rosh. So, Memel and Taisvis, before I mentioned this for already, Alphal gav the precious Lael, the Bashas of Gam, Hukshul the Knas. So, Memel, what's the whole Gemara Shail? There's a Hekish. We have Hekish. There's Hekish, that we're Makish, because it says that's the Rosh brings out, we just learned the Rosh. Tachas HaSherina, and then there's Baishas Gam, and that's Benosan Lavianal. Mish is anything, is anything. Avagav the Frishis Lal, the Baishas of Gam, Bukshul Knas, Minitin Lamish Knas Nite, Haina Bosa de Kimlin Hoche de Hava Kolavia. That means, for this Hekish alone, I wouldn't say this. It means if the svore is mechayv that the boishes of begam should belong to her, so memela I wouldn't say this hekish. Now after the svore boy moslem nuvel mukeshchin, so memela now I know that in a poshita case they do go together. That the father gets the boishes begam, the father gets the knas. Now I say this hekish and it's totally hobo. In the case where the father so doesn't get, so he doesn't get anything. Bistavre daviyahave, the boy Muslim movement Mukashim. Bim time a mile come the Viabe, be the Kayoi Mefate, Kidamalakam on Beresh Nar. Factice, I'll tell you a push to Zach, the Bishop Gam belongs to the father. Because the Bishop Gam doesn't belong to the father, so why does a Mefate pay Bishop Gam? So she's Michaelit. And the father gets Bishop Gam, is a right, it's Shalavia. If a Mefate pays Bishop Gam, the mafata pays baishus of gam, so kocha belongs to the father, because if it belongs to him, never pay baishus of gam. Peishloi meduma lo yoiv mafata, the kroi da baiva rova bainis, who says the mafata pays baishus of gam? The psukim of a baiva rova, lefia emes, the father gets baishus of gam, because there's a chesmini boy, Muslim nuva mukashchin, he was mafset him, I mean, so that's why the father gets baishus of gam. But if we don't know this lamda savi boy mosul olam nuvul mukeshchin, so we state that the father gets boishes of gam. Maybe there's no we state that there's a chiyuv of boishes of gam by my father. Maybe there's no chiyuv whatsoever because the father doesn't get boishes of gam. Taisa is the kasha because the Mishnah says there's a chi of boishes of gam. So Taisa says, yeah, there's a chi of boishes of gam by mefata after we know the svaris. But if we wouldn't know the svaris, the taka could be there's no chi of boishes of gam by mefata, because could be everything belongs to her. The boy mosul olam nuvul mukeshchin. So the Gemara says that the father gets the boishes of gam because if he had wanted to, he had given her the nuvul mukeshchin. Factices, umimaisi yodel lakalamail. If let's run off a maisi yodel, we have a posuk, him kishes beat the lomo. To mitzin nomine. So the Gemara says, in addition to asfore, maisi yodel belongs to the father because he gives him a zainus. The moon per kama the Gedushin. So he can't learn out. So, boishes of begam has nothing to do with maisi yodel. Maisi yodel, there's a reason why it belongs to the father. Veloy mi Gedushin. Let's learn out, Kesef Kedushin belongs to the father, we have Lumudim of this, the Ma'al Mekosila. This is a Zaitike Revach moment. If someone wants to marry us, it gives money. But this is not, Boishes of Begam is not a Me'alma. This is from her Busha, from her Begam. So my male, this is not Me'alma. Ptavayu Nami Loi, the Chabola de Guf is shiny. Chabola de Guf is different than Kedushin, it's different than Maisir there. Payment. So how do we know lemaisa that boishes begam belongs to the father? Because that's the hecher. So that means that the whole mekoyer that boishes begam belongs to the father is because I know the father could be mekadisha. And the kesef dushin belongs to him, and then we said the Yerushalmi, everything belongs to him. But that's after I know the father can be Mekadisha, so then I know that he had a potential revach of Iboi Muslim Nuvul Mekeshchin. Then I know that if a person's man is also sukumtem de geld from Boishes of Begam because he was mafsed this revach. But everything starts from because he could be Mekadisha. Fraktaisvis payment. The hochel akim lom boishes abgam da havelavi elam because hochel akats from nuvul mukeshchin. Vim kain hechi boi lemeim bereish kedushin gabi kedushi kesef min no londa mekatsha bekesef kedushin daviyahim. The Gemara says over there, how do you know kibi mekadisha with kesef and it belongs to the father? Vechitema neilef mi boishes abgam. Let's learn now from boishes. Just like the mei boishes abgam belongs to the father, so kesef kedushin also belongs to the father. In fact, Teisvis, hey, hold. This is the whole mekayr that boishes of begam belongs to the father is because the father could be mekadosh and get money for it.
Now, if we're clearing a shayla, how do you know that the father gets the money? So then we don't know Boishas of Gam. So how could you learn that from Boishas of Gam?
That
means like this. The Bible is saying, there would be a different limud that Boishas of Gam belongs to the father. We still can't learn that because of Kedusha from Boishas of Gam. Period.
Inami, Hosam Boilem Melef, Kedushay Naira.
The Gemara class, how do you know Kesef Kedushin of a Naira belongs to the father?
Mi Boishes Upgam Shal Ktana.
The Gemara wants to learn now from Boishes Upgam from the Ktana.
Mi Kedusha Ktana, have a Yalef Luhu. And Kedushay Ktana, yeah, Mi Kedushay Ktana, have a Yalef Luhu, Lav, have a Minami, Mili Ktana, the less Loyat.
The Nara is layat, can the Marinan Hossam lael, the Lochi come, he tame and help me by Shus of Gam,
the Kana for Gav, the Lochi is layat, can bring him back evil, Yasalo school of Avalochi Avida Vio, Ochinami Kedusha Nairo.
Now let me explain what Taisus is saying. So Taisus says as follows. The Gemara in Kedusha says, how do you know Father came in Makadish Adorim?
So Moses says, Apostle is beating a Satali Shazer.
Frag the Gemara, that Pasuk is speaking about a Ktana.
How do you know an Hanimi L'Ktana, the less Loyad?
So Mamel, the father's Makadish, and he takes the money.
But an Naro, the is Loyad, Iyatid the Shnavshav, Iyatish Kolkasp.
That's the Gemara's Kash.
Now, so the whole Sugya in the Gemara, that Klaus HaShayla, that Kedusha and Naira should be different, is because a Naira has a Yad.
So Mamela, she has a Yad, so it could be the father's a Skaplish Macha, and she's Mekadish herself.
Now, fine. So we have to be Mevara when she has a Yad,
but the father could also, is the father, even though she has a Yad, she's also, the father's also a Balabas. That's our problem over there.
Now, before we solve this problem, let's talk about the Boishas of Gam of a Ktano.
Who does the Boishas of Gam of Akhtana belong to?
So that we have a Boishas Abir. The father could be Mekadisha when she's Akhtana. And he could be Moishel Nuvon Bukishrin.
So Memele, so therefore Boishas of Gam belongs to the father.
So now I know Boishas of Gam of Akhtana belongs to the father. But I know something else also. That when Akhtana doesn't have a Yad, she doesn't have a Yad to make her own Kedushin. But a yad to possess money, she does have money. She does have a yad. If you're mazik aktana, yasala skula. That means she can possess her own money. So now, I see boishes upgam of aktana, even though aktana has yad to possess money, von das regna belongs to the father. So the mom wants to learn out Kedushin of a Nara, even though the Nara has a Yad to be Mekadisha, so the father can be Mekadisha, even though she has a Yad. So it works in three steps. We learn how Boishas of Gam of a Ktane from Kedusha Ktane. And then we learn now Kedusha Nara from Boishas of Gam of a Ktane. That's what Taisu says. So let us see again in Ebeinik. Inami Hosen Boi Lemail of Kedusha Nairo, Mi Boishas of Gam Shal Ktane. Oh, Mikdusha Ktana have a Yalvo. Really, you could learn out straight from Kedusha Ktana. He loved Avamina, Hanimila Ktana, the less Layat.
So, Mamel, that's why the father can be Mekadish.
Venare is Layat, Kedarin and Hosam Lel. So, therefore, I can't learn out Kedusha Nara from Kedusha Ktana because a Ktana doesn't have a Yad and a Nara does have a Yad. Lohi, come and he came and help me by Jesus to become the Ktano. I forgot the Lohi to possess money is loyad. Kidemrinim bachovel yaselos gule.
That if someone was mazaka yaselos gule by a kalker, right?
But the Lohi have it there be, even though she has a yad.
Ochinami kedushinayo. So memele, so that's the second shot in the Gemara and Kedushin.
Vim hoyinu mefoshim.
Maybe I'll tell you a different shot of the Gemara Kedushin. Like, Koya Kedushin or the Kama Vanel of me Boishas of Gam.
Maybe the Gemara doesn't mean learn out Kedushin from Boishas of Gam. Because she can't learn out Kedushin from Boishas of Gam. Because she learned out Boishas of Gam from Kedushin.
Maybe that's shot of the Gemara. The Gemara brought before their apostle. How do I know that Maishi Yodel belongs to the father?
We learn out from Chim Kereishas Bite Lomo. Frek the Gemara.
Why do you need this limud? Let's find out my seer there from Baishas of Begam. So then there's no problem. So even though Baishas can't know from Kedush, the Mosaic and my seer there, learn out from Baishas of Begam. I blame Mashmahochi. For oid, if that's from the Gemara, then came Hochanami Avalei Lasuki. Why didn't our Gemara ask this Kasha? Our Gemara brought down this Droshe, that Maisha that belongs to the father from the Hekish. Even the Maisha that Koi. So it would seem that that's not Pshat in the Gemara.